I'd like to read firstly in John chapter 3, John's Gospel chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse, beginning at verse 16, page 1269. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish, but have life eternal. For God has not sent his Son into the world that he may judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He that believes on him is not judged, but he that believes not has been already judged, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that light is come into the world, and men have loved darkness rather than light, for their works were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, that his works may not be shown as they are. But he that practices the truth comes to the light, that his works may be manifested, that they have been wrought in God. And then in John chapter 16, verse 33, page 1293. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good courage, I have overcome the world. And then in chapter 17, verse 13, John chapter 17, verse 13, page 1294. John 17, verse 13. Now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. I do not demand that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them out of evil. They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth. We were celebrating at Christmas time the coming in of the Lord Jesus into the world. There's so many ways in which we can celebrate Jesus coming into the world. How wonderful that when he came into the world as a baby, the angels filled the sky as they told the shepherds the wonderful news that a Saviour has been born. What a wonderful story the coming in of the Lord Jesus is. The best news ever for the world. We love receiving gifts at Christmas. We love the time with our families. We like many other things about Christmas. But the Lord Jesus came into the world, into a very dark and wicked world, and a world that's no less wicked today. The Lord Jesus came into a world of sinners, a world of wickedness. And each one of these passages that I read speak about the world. Jesus speaks about the world in quite a few different ways in the Gospels. We know that the world is made up of all the countries in the world. I think there's something like 192 countries or more in the world. In the world there are many, many different languages. Huge number of different languages and different dialects. People from all countries, all races, all across the world. That's what we think of as the world, don't we? The world in this passage that we were thinking, and the first passage that we read, the most famous verse in the Bible, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish, but have life eternal. God loved the world. He loved the world of people so much that he was prepared to send his only begotten Son into the world to die on the cross. We won't find love anywhere else that so great as God's love in what he has done in giving his only begotten Son. So the world, in that sense, is the world of people. God sent his Son into the world to die, so that whoever believes on him, there's no restriction at all. Every single person in the world can believe on Jesus. Every single person in the world has the opportunity in that sense. The gospel goes out across the world, and God doesn't desire that anyone would be lost. He wants everyone to be saved. He desires that everyone would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the God of love that we announce tonight. The God who loves every single one of us, no matter what our background, no matter what we've done, no matter who we are. He accepts each one of us exactly as we are. What a wonderful picture of God's love. So that's the world that's mentioned in verse 16. Whoever believes on him, we have to believe that Jesus is truly the Son of God. We have to believe that he has gone to the cross for us and died on Calvary's cross in our place. We have to believe that he shed his own precious blood to wash us clean from our sins. How wonderful to know that we are saved and that we will not perish. It mentions about the word perish. That means to die eternally, to be separated from God for all eternity. How awful that is. Being separated from God for all eternity is the eternal death, the second death, as the Bible tells us, in hell. God is a perfect and holy and righteous judge, and he must punish sin. And as a result, all who are in their sins and not saved by Jesus will be punished forever. But he that has believed on the name of the Son of God is saved. That's the power that Jesus has to save all and everyone who comes to him. Everyone who comes to him in their repentance of their sins and putting their faith and trust in what Jesus has done. Judgment, light has come into the world. You notice in verse 19, Jesus is the light of the world. How wonderful light is when it shines in a dark place. If you're in a dark place somewhere and you're afraid of what might come at you in the dark, how great it is to have a light to shine into the darkness. How great it is to have a light to show you where to go, to show you what's there. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, this very dark world, as a light. And he is the light of the world. We can only truly have light and true knowledge by coming to him. By coming to him in our need and realizing that we need him. You know, it's a wonderfully simple thing to become a Christian, isn't it? It's just to realise our need of the Lord Jesus. It's just to realise that we have nothing without him. And that we are sinners, and that we realise that we need to ask for God's forgiveness. We call upon his mercy. We call upon what he has done, Jesus has done for us at Calvary's cross. And we realise that we need him. There's a hymn that says, I need thee every hour. I need you every hour. The person that wrote that hymn realized their need of Jesus. And every single one of us need the Lord Jesus. Those that are furthest away from God are those that don't realize their need of him. Those that have a knowledge, a realization that they're sinners and away from God, but put their faith and trust in Jesus and realize their need of him, are the ones that receive the blessing. All those people in the Gospels that Jesus blessed, all those people that Jesus poured out his power to, we read this afternoon about a blind man. A man who was completely blind, could do nothing for himself. He was the one that got the blessing because he realised his need. There's another blind man in the Bible called Bartimaeus, and he kept shouting out for Jesus to come and heal him. Those are the people that get the blessing. Those that realize their need of Jesus. And he is able to heal. He is able to bring light into your life. But Jesus also talks about the world in a different way, which I'll come on to in a moment. But Jesus does say here, And remember that every word that Jesus spoke is very special. Whenever you read the words of Jesus, always pay very special attention to them. In some Bibles, the words of Jesus are written in red. That means to highlight them, to make them especially important. How important that is. The words of Jesus stand out different from any other words ever spoken by anyone. And a lot of what I read tonight is what Jesus said himself. Everyone that does evil, verse 20, hates the light. We know that, don't we? Crimes are often committed at night. Crimes are committed under cover of darkness, often. Anyone that's done something wrong and knows that he's doing something wrong doesn't want the light shone on what they're doing. They don't want to be found out, do they? That reminds us and tells us so clearly of our world and the way that we are ourselves, naturally. He that practices the truth comes to the light, verse 21. That his works may be manifested that have been wrought in God. If we really want to know the truth, we'll come to God and we'll come to Jesus and he will show us the true light. He will show us the way to be saved. But that's the world of people in this chapter that God came in. Jesus came into this world to save by going to the cross, by bearing our sins in his own body, taking the punishment due to us because we have sinned against the holy God. But in chapter 16, Jesus says something very interesting about the world. He speaks about the world in a bit of a different way. At the end of chapter 16, John 16, he says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace." You can only have peace, dear friends, in your heart through Jesus. You can only truly have real peace, peace with a holy God, and peace that lasts for all eternity through the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has been to the cross on our behalf. That's what true peace is. Peace isn't just peace and quiet. Peace isn't just when nobody's shouting or it's just quiet at home. That's peace in a way. But real peace is peace with God, knowing that we're right with God. And God isn't upset with us any longer for what we've done because we've trusted in Jesus. His love is towards us. His love is always towards us. But true peace is knowing that our sins are forgiven. Peace with God. So that at the end of this life, and we don't know whenever that will be, we know that we will be brought into the eternal presence. We'll be brought into the presence of God in heaven. In the world you will have tribulation. That means in the world it's hard sometimes to be a Christian. In the world it's hard to do the right thing because we live in a very wicked world. But what does Jesus say? He says, "Be of good courage." In other words, don't be afraid. And I just felt how important that word is needed for us today. There are so many things that are against the gospel. So many things that are against Christians. So many things that are against Christians gathering together. Be of good courage. Isn't it wonderful when Jesus says that? Why does he say that? He says that because straight afterwards he says, "I have overcome the world." When he says the world there, he means the world that hates him. The world system that hates Jesus. He hasn't overcome the people in the world. He loves the people in the world. The gospel goes out towards everyone, to everyone. But he's talking there about the world that hates, the world system that hates Jesus and is against him. And that is the world that one day will be judged by Jesus. Jesus is rightfully the judge. He will rightfully be the judge. He's not the judge at the moment. He's the saviour of the world. He's the saviour so that he wants to save you from your sins. But he has overcome the world. What a tremendous statement that is. No one else has ever said that. That's unique. That's special to Jesus. And that shows us his power. That shows us his majesty. That shows us how great he really is. I have overcome the world. And that means that one day every knee will bow to Jesus and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Every tongue will acknowledge who Jesus is. One day Christians will be with him and we will be part of his eternal kingdom. But he will reign over this earth. That's why we have the gospel preaching every week. Sometimes only a few come, sometimes more. But the gospel message goes out across this earth. Isn't it a great thing to know that this message is going out across the earth into every country? This message is going out in many, many different ways. Not just this way, but through personal witness. In many different ways, people are hearing about the Lord Jesus and what he has done, because he has overcome the world. Jesus said that before he went into death. He said that 2,000 years ago. And in the coming day, we will see with our own eyes how Jesus has overcome the world. That is the greatest news that I can give you tonight. Free and full forgiveness of your sins. You can walk out of this hall having trusted in Jesus, knowing that there is no sin against you that God's going to punish you for, because you've put your trust and faith in what Jesus has done and his precious shed blood at Calvary's cross. He went to the cross, he died the death that we deserved in order that we might be given full and free forgiveness for our sins. And then in John 17, I just wanted to read briefly. He said something about the way that the world is towards Christians. He says these things in John 17 verse 13, these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in them. There is a joy in knowing Jesus as our Saviour. There is a joy in knowing that we're forgiven and on the way to heaven. And it says, I do not demand that you will take them out of the world, but that you will keep them out of evil. That's how the Christian is to live. In the world, but out of the evil. In the world, but living in a way that's pleasing to Jesus. And verse 16, they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. The Lord Jesus has a kingdom. Not of this world. The Lord Jesus has a coming kingdom that is beyond this world, far greater than this world. And every believer, every true Christian belongs to that kingdom. That's why Jesus says, they are not of the world. Elsewhere, the Bible tells us that the world hates Christians. The world of unbelievers, don't understand the Christian. They don't fully understand because the true Christian belongs to another world. One day, dear friends, Jesus is going to take from this world every single true Christian who has trusted in him, trusted in the Lord as their Saviour, to be part of another world. What a prospect that is. This world is not getting better, is it? Governments are getting worse. Governments are getting more and more corrupt. Lies are being spread across the earth. Deception, wickedness, cruelty. Many, many different things are being done. The Christian has a hope beyond this world, my friend. And that is through and only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he has died the death that we deserve to die. When we look at the cross, that's what we deserved. But he's not only died, but risen again. Why is he risen again? He's risen again because he's overcome the world. He's risen again because he's broken the power of death. And every true Christian has the opportunity. Every true Christian knows in their heart that they've been saved out of this world. Have you been saved, dear friends? Have you fully and completely put your trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? May we have an assurance of that. That when he comes to take us, all Christians, out of this world, we will be with that wonderful, great company that will be caught up together. And it's coming very, very soon. There are many, many signs in this world of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Many signs, things that we read in Revelation that are soon going to take place. The wickedness and the evil of the devil behind many things that are happening in this world are signs that Jesus is coming very soon. May we have a knowledge and assurance that we are safe in him for his name's sake.